journey with me in the mind of a medic, 'cause that's my everyday.
Hey guys, welcome to the Medic's Mind podcast. I have a packed one for you guys today, as I'm going to be talking to you guys about the release of my new book, Woven in War, and I'll be talking about contributing author Phil Hunter and how his contributions really made this book come to life. I also have some cool clips to play for you, as well as some news about the book. So stay tuned for all that if you want to hear about it on this episode of the Medic's Mind podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Woven in War, my latest book to be released. It is now currently live on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited. So if you are a subscriber to Kindle Unlimited, you can enjoy Woven in War for free today. Just head over to Amazon.com or .ca or UK, wherever you are in the world, and check out our latest book, Woven in War. You can also check out A Medic's Mind, which is also available on Kindle Unlimited for free. Check out either of those books today and help support the podcast. Well, folks, I did it. I wrote another book. Woven in War was released on the 20th of April, and it debuted as a number one best seller. And perhaps even more astonishing is across the entire library of Canadian books on the Amazon market, Woven in War ranked as high as 540th. That is wild to me. Hundreds of thousands of books exist in the Canadian market for Amazon, and we ranked as high as 540th. That is a huge testament to all of you who support the book and support this incredible story, and I can't thank you enough for it. Woven in War has been so warmly received, and I am so beyond grateful because I think it is such a special story, giving me the opportunity to talk about Colin, how special he was, talking about the story of this really kind of generic Oilers t-shirt, but just how special it became, and to talk about Phil Hunter and how remarkable a human being he is and how lucky I am to have a guy like him in my life. So please, if you haven't checked out the book, please head over to Amazon.ca or .com, wherever, and check out Woven in War. It will be released in stores as well. My publisher's working on distribution deals to get it into bookshelves, and I will be doing book signings, which means I'll be posting pictures and videos of the book signings on my social media. So you can head over to Instagram and look for author M. Hennigan, and you can find me there and follow along in the whole publishing journey of this remarkable book, Woven in War. One thing I did want to talk about the book, and the process of writing it, and things that were important to me to include in the book, is the acknowledgement. An acknowledgement is not quite a dedication. Dedication is generally to somebody, for somebody. It kind of sits at the front of the book. The acknowledgement generally sits at the back of the book, and it kind of acknowledges the people that really helped bring this book to life. And I wrote an acknowledgement to Sheena, to Claire, and to Olivia. And it was important for me to do that because they really did endure those long, lonely nights that I spent down here, you know, just feverishly tapping away on the keys, trying my best to craft a story and create a story and turn it into a book. And, you know, and that means they put up with me being tired. That means they put up with me having emotions more on the forefront, you know, obviously writing about Colin and his departure from this earth brings about some ruminative introspection. And with that comes emotion. And they dealt with all of it. They were so kind and empathetic to me, and they really helped me through. And honestly, without them, I truly don't think that this book would have seen the light of day had I not had the support of my family. And so it felt really important to me to put that acknowledgement in the book. And so I'm really glad it's in there. I think it turned out so well. And it was funny because I showed it to Claire I was like, hey, here, check this out. And I read it and she's like, oh, I'm famous. Which was really awesome. to have her say it was pretty great. It was a really cool thing. And you know, just putting that out in the book and then also having the book out in the world now, you know, before it existed as an idea and as a goal. And I worked really diligently and really hard at turning it into something that I thought would be marketable and sort of more of a broad spectrum story, a story that not just military veterans can pick up and not just, you know, first responders can pick up. And that's what I mean by marketability, is that I wanted this story to reach Canadians and ultimately, you know, people all over the world, because I feel like this is a story that anybody can relate to. Anybody who has ever experienced love and endured the pain of loss can relate to this story. And the serendipities of this story are so unique that I feel like, you know, it's a world story. Not just a Canadian story or my story, but it is uniquely Canadian. And I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, I had this concept of a book and I wrote things down and I gave it to my publisher and she looked at it and she polished it off and refined some things and said, hey, you know, I don't think we need this section in here. What do you think? And she explained it to me and I was like, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. And then along came Phil, who's instrumental to this story even being in the first place. So Phil Hunter, for those of you that are unaware, Phil Hunter, I won't go into the full story, but Phil Hunter is the one that sent me the shirt of Collins from Afghanistan. And without that event taking place, there would be no story. There would be no serendipitous tale. And so for that, I'm always eternally grateful. But I had reached out to Phil and said, hey, I'm putting together this book. I want to turn this story into a book. And I was wondering if you'd like to contribute. Do you have anything? And he said, sure. Yeah. You know, I'll write something, a thing or two here or there. And I'm like, awesome. And so I put him in touch with my publisher because she's way better at pulling stories out of people and crafting things and kind of fine tuning things than I will ever be. And it turns out that in her conversation with Phil, that he had written a letter to his lovely wife every single day that he was away in Afghanistan. And when she heard that, she said, hey, you know, would you mind sending me those letters? Is that something you'd feel comfortable doing? And he did. And she read them and she said, you know what? There's a lot of parallels here between Matthew's timeline and your timeline. Although you're in Afghanistan, Matthew's in Edmonton, and you guys are both going through some things and both also experiencing the loss of Colin in your own unique ways. And so when she decided to interweave my writing with Phil's letters, to me, that's when the story truly took the shape it needed to take in order to become as special as it is. I read Phil's letters and I love them. I think it's such a unique book in that there's two different writing styles within the book, and there's also two different stories within the book. But along with those two different stories, there's this one constant, and that constant is the moving shirt going from where it was found through to when I finally receive it. And I think that is such a cool and unique way to structure a book and to structure a story, that I am so proud of this book and so proud to be a part of it. And the reception of it really, really, really does humble me. So, you know, now the book is out there, I just feel so grateful and so eternally happy that the story of Colin has now literally been immortalized by book and binding. And that makes me very, very happy. And so really, really stoked by that. I have had some interest from different outlets. There's an Indigo in Kamloops here in British Columbia that has expressed interest in my having a book signing at their location. They have sent me the consignment sheet to get them some books in store, and they're going to be working on that. And eventually, probably in June, I'll be doing a book signing at that Indigo, and I'll keep, obviously, the podcast updated, and my social media is updated of that as well. And another special little place, Buckingham Palace in Salmon Arm, my old stomping grounds, the place where I signed copies of A Medic's Mind, and the place where I met Sheena, has agreed to have me back in to sign some books of Woven in War and A Medic's Mind. And so I think that's going to be a really cool event. Really excited about it. It's really cool that, you know, I get these kind of opportunities because, it, you know, I get to interact with the community and people that maybe listen to my story via the podcast or have read my book or people that have just known me in the past who come to know me now. And it's a really cool thing to be able to do that. And it's also a really cool thing to be able to give back, you know, in the form of story, to give back my gratitude and to show just how truly grateful I am to be in the position that I am now currently in, the life I'm living, you know, living a life full of love and recovery and healing. And it's something I never would have dreamed for myself, you know, a number of years ago. So to me, this is it's just a wonderful, wonderful little thing. And I really, truly blessed. I truly do live a blessed existence. I really, truly believe that. I feel that way. And I am so beyond appreciative for all of you who support me in the podcast and send me kind messages and take the time to write me, you know, in emails and to comment on my social medias and, you know, even send me things. I got a card in the mail last Christmas from somebody out in Ontario. And it was just from a really kind family that just wanted to wish me a Merry Christmas and to show their support for me and my journey. And I'm so blown away when this stuff happens. It really is just, it really is something else. And so I'm blown away by it. And the fact that I have these stores offering me a place to come and sign books and tell the story to people in person, that's really cool. I've had a bunch of people send me pictures of them after they've procured the book and it's arrived at their door. You know, there's a local restaurant here in town called Four Winds Eatery. And the hostess of that restaurant sent me a picture. She was all cozied in a blanket, and it was kind of from her first person perspective, but it showed a coffee mug, a nice cozy blanket, and some sort of autumn brown colors, and then the book resting on her lap that she was about to read. And that was such a cool photo too. And I had a paramedic out in Nova Scotia send me a picture of him holding the book. One of my really good friends, I consider family, Steven. He sent me a picture of the book. Sheena even ordered her own copy of the book, and it showed up the other day. And it's so cool to just kind of see how important this book is, not just to me, but to other people that come across and read it as well. And so thank you all. Thank you all so very much for that. You know, what comes after this, you know, the main goal of mine is I'd love to go out to Ottawa. I'd love to go out to Ottawa and physically meet Phil. And I'd love to take a picture of the book in front of the National War Museum where the T-shirt is housed. And I think that'd be a really cool picture to have as a keepsake. And I'd love to go and walk around Ottawa with Phil. And, you know, go have a coffee, go check out the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, or the Parliament buildings. And Ottawa is such a cool city that I think it would just be a really cool thing. And to introduce Phil to my Sheena. And, you know, I really think that would be an amazing thing. Now the book is out there, you know, it's not a set and forget thing. I'm still going to be working on it. I'm still going to be entering it into writing competitions and sending it to book reviewers and trying to get as many eyeballs on it as possible, because I do truly believe in this story. And I do believe that it does deserve some widespread attention, not for the fact that I wrote it, but for the fact of how the story came to be and for just how special and unique a tale it really is. I think it's part of Canadian heritage, and it, like I said before, it's something that can really resonate with people all over the world. So that is ultimately what I plan to do, is continue working and promoting this book, and maybe eventually write another one. You never know. I'll always keep writing, and you know, I don't know what that looks like, because nobody can predict the future, and but I can tell you that I'm going to keep writing, and it's going to be something that I will keep you appraised of. So there is that. One really cool thing that did come out of this book release is I got an email from a guy named Jason, and he works with CTV. And he put me in touch with Nicole Lampa, who is an anchor with CTV. And they asked me for an interview. And so I was on national television on CTV Morning Live, and I got to talk about the book and have an interview. And I think that now would be a great time for me to play that interview for you right now.
A dusty old Oiler shirt is the center of a unique 13-year-old military journey chronicled in a new book called Woven in War. The story is about a pair of strangers who have ties to the shirt's original owner, who was killed in Afghanistan. One of those strangers is the author of the book, Matthew Hennigan, who joins us from BC this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, the shirt's original owner is Colin Wilmot. Can you tell us more about him?
Yeah, he was a really special individual. He got to One Field Ambulance shortly after I did. And he was one of those guys that just had an infectious positivity. And you made it really easy to gravitate toward him. And in the military, you get close quickly anyway. But he was one of those guys that you felt an instant kinship with. And he was just a really genuine and special human being.
How and when did you get to know him? And how did the shirt come about?
Yeah, so I got to know him just at his time at One Field Ambulance in and around, mid-2007 or late 2006, mid-2007s. And the shirt came about by the Oilers organization holds a troop appreciation night, or at least they did back when I was at the unit. And so we all got tickets to go to the game. And Colin decided that while he was at the game, he's got to procure a T-shirt and start supporting the Oilers. And it's exactly what happened. He bought a shirt, and we really didn't think much of it. You know, just at least I didn't anyway, but had this Oilers shirt and started cheering him on.
Now, the book's cover is about the shirt and the two men who ended up with it. Can you elaborate more about what the story is about?
Sure. Yeah. So in 2019, I actually wrote a book called A Medic's Mind. And in there, I spoke about Colin and my feelings towards him and my relationship with him. And another medic by the name of Phil Hunter, he came across the book later on and read the story. And it turned out that Phil had actually deployed to Afghanistan shortly after Colin had been killed. And he was actually assigned to Colin's bunk. And while he was there serving and doing his duties and navigating that difficult tour, he came across the Oilers T-shirt, which was sort of hanging as an effigy for Colin. And at nearing the end of his tour, it looked like the base that he was at was going to be relocated or refurbished, and he didn't want the shirt to get lost, so he brought it with him, brought it home with him for the purpose of giving it to family. That was his desire. And I guess he tried diligently to do that, and family had just politely declined and said, no, you know, please feel free to hold on to it, and which he did, but he never felt like the permanent custodian of it. And after reading my book, he decided and felt compelled to reach out to me, and that's how I got acquainted with Phil. And ultimately, the shirt came to me on a December morning, just before Christmas. So it was pretty special in many, many different fronts.
Wow. So that book chronicles all those years in between. Where is the shirt now?
Yes, the original plan was to possibly donate it to the Edmonton Oilers organization, but by way of serendipity and, dare I steal some phrases, the weft and weave of the story itself, a representative from the National War Museum of Canada reached out to me and had offered it a permanent home, and I felt like that was a very befitting place for the shirt to go, as well as gave me an opportunity, at some points in life to possibly go to Ottawa and just kind of be in the same vicinity as the shirt, or more figuratively as Colin. So we decided to donate it to the National War Museum.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing this wonderful story. Hennigan's book, Woven in War, is now available online.
724. You are taking a live look through the...
What do you think? Pretty cool, right? Nicole Lampa, such a wonderful person to chat to, so kind and so warm. And she has had experience with the military as well, being embedded with soldiers during the thick of the Afghanistan conflict. And she was here in Canada training with them and embedded with them. So she knows, she's got her finger on the pulse of what military service is like. And so it was such a pleasure and a treat to talk to her. And it was really cool to be able to share that story. And I hope someone in the Oilers organization comes along and hears it too, because it is such a remarkable little story. And, you know, their team is inadvertently connected to it. There's a concatenation there. And I think that's why. And I know I've expressed my fanship for the Ottawa Senators, and that will always be. I will always be a Sens fan. But I think this year, man, I got to cheer for the Oilers in the NHL playoffs. They got to take the cup. I feel, can you imagine how cool a definitive statement that would be on the whole serendipitous tale of this whole thing, if they ended up winning the cup this year, the year that my book is released, and we actually got permission from the Edmonton Oilers and from the National Hockey League to put the Edmonton Oilers logo, the official logo, on the front cover of the book. So the front cover of the book has an official Oilers logo on it, as provided by the NHL and the Edmonton Oilers. So, I mean, I have to cheer for them, man. There's no way I can't not cheer. Double negative. Can't not cheer for the Edmonton Oilers. I have to, man. And they have to win. They won last night, taking out the LA Kings. And that was a cool game. But, man, it was stressful, though. Watching them battle hard, you know, the LA Kings, they're a tough team. They're a gritty team. They've been to the playoff wars before. They know what it's all about. And yeah, so there is that. This year, though, I have to cheer for them. I have to cheer for Edmonton to go and take the cup. I think that'd be such a cool thing. And hopefully at some point the Oilers come to know of this story and the success of this story that it's had so far. And know that in part it's because of them as well. They play a significant role in this story and in this journey. So pretty cool. Very grateful to the Oilers organization and to the National Hockey League. Thank you for allowing me to use the logo of the Edmonton Oilers on this book. I really think it helps tie it all together because, like I said, it really does play a significant role in Colin's story and my reception of the shirt. So thank you very, very much for that. I sincerely do appreciate it very, very much. That's pretty much it, man. That's all I got for you on this episode, really, is to tell you about the book and the success that the book has had. It sat at number one, by the way, in three separate Amazon categories for over a week after its release. That's crazy to me. And I think today it's still sitting fairly high. Let me tell you where it is right now. So give me a second. I'll keep talking to you as I pull this up on my phone. I should have been better prepared for this. You'd think after doing this for a number of years, I'd be better prepared, but I'm not. So, you know, bear with me. Hey, holy crap, serendipity. Okay, so while talking to you guys, I just pulled up the book. We are a number one bestseller once again in Canadian Western Provinces, biographies, and memoirs. So we have risen to number one again in that category. So we've made some sales of the book. And oh my gosh, what a thing, man. What an absolute treat this has been. Number one, the day I go to do this, so yesterday we were sitting around number three and number four in those respective categories. Today, number one bestseller. We have the sticker back. If you head to Amazon.com, check out Woven in War, and you should see the number one bestseller sticker attached to that book. Really cool. Really, really, really cool. Anyway, guys, that's it. That's all I have for you on this episode. Let's just cap it off by saying, and join me now, let's go, Oilers. Let's go.
Journey with me in the mind of a medic. Journey with me in the mind of a medic, 'cause that's my everyday.